Okay, so are you going through another JW, not the one with the bad throat?
Well, if you don't run them all off, there's a couple left, but we're going to see how it goes. It ain't looking real good right now, Bob.
Well, I would suggest that if this is going to continue, somebody's got to go stealth.
Nah, stealth is relative. There's a game plan, there's a program, we're going to stay on the task. You said stay on the task. You said we're going this way. You said this is how we're going to go. So that's what we're going to do. You're the boss, you're in charge, and that's what we're going to do. No conversation.
How come I don't recall saying these things in this context?
Well,
Which
we ask you about making crackers. And you said, no, the water has to go first. Don't change anything. Don't get excited. Just go with it. And we said, all right. But now, to be fair, that was JW's intrepidation. That's fair. That's fair. So basically, it's just fitting into its soup. You're pissing off everybody, or and or they are, and or he is, and or it is. It's all right. Ain't no trouble. Ain't nobody hurt. Well, relatively.
At least JW gets hit.
It's
I don't get hit. Nothing ever happens
hey,
to
it's
Bob.
okay. Hey, it's okay. Hey, Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn. He can stand to lose a few pounds. It's good. It's good. It's falling away fast, honey. It's good.
Oh my God.
Zinc. Let me tell you what. Zinc does not add to your BMI index. Zinc will get you right as rain. Just take the zinc. Don't worry about it.
That's
Awesome.
wonderful.
All right, so
He did get some the something called chicken and dumplings down. That was very good because he had to have something because he hadn't eaten since Monday.
I had forgotten that, Carolyn,
Chicken
that
and
he can't
dumplings.
eat. I hadn't even thought of
Oh,
that, but of course I don't.
it's impossible. It's impossible. And let me tell you, Carolyn, they did a new thing. They put him. He's been to Emory all the way through. They got him out of the hospital and he's been out. But anyhow, they put him in. You'd never believe this. A institute of higher learning of a catalyst of big pharma, a minion of all that is held holy in the world of AMA mediacology, if that's what you want to call it. They put him in a 100-degree pot of pickling salt, lime, and amylase. We don't know where they got the amylase. They soaked him in that solution.
Wow.
And he is doing
treat
better.
him. This was to treat him at the beginning after the pumped
Well,
out stomach.
that was today.
Why are they doing this? What's it going to
Because
do for
he's
him?
dead.
Oh, he's dead. Jenny is dead?
Mostly.
How could he be dead?
No,
Jenny can't
mostly.
die. Okay, why don't we start at the
Seven.
beginning? Do we have an idea who did it? Where was he? And how come
It
JW
wasn't
got
about
suckered?
that. Not about that.
What do you mean?
Not about that. It's relative.
What's it about?
Your process.
Well, you're saying we're pissing off people. Again,
Now,
who are we
now,
pissing off?
slow up, slow up, slow up, slow up.
Oh, we
It's
can't
not
know.
personal. It's not. No. It's not personal. It's not
Well, why don't
personal.
you start talking with an explanatory purpose and tell us what you want to talk about first?
No, we're going to let you answer some questions.
Me answer some questions? Oh, you got questions for
Yeah.
me? Okay.
Wait 1 second. Carolyn, things are beaming, things are booming. Don't worry about this. This doesn't require medical stuff. This is a process. It takes him out of the soup for 1 second. It's no big deal. Did you get your, do you still have your phone?
Yeah.
He has a hawk sitting looking at him. He sent you two pictures of the hawk looking at
Here,
him.
yeah.
In the window of the building?
He's sitting right
At the
on the
house.
lanai. He's sitting on the lanai And the chicken, that is what it's called, a chicken hawk. Chicken hawks are the scariest birds that are. Well, they're predators, but that's a chicken hawk. You see him sitting there on the poach?
I do.
Is it a surveillance bird?
Well, it's just hooking up because you've caused some more things. Now, let me tell you what's going on, since you're going to be like this. It's fine.
Yay.
Since you're going to be like this, well, let's just tell you what's up. Okay, what's happening is all this stuff is happening from a big ecological level, okay? A monster ecological level. It's the thing that we've been saying all along that nobody believes and nobody listens and nobody knows and nobody can tell, nobody can figure out, and they can get a little of them. They don't know what's going on. They're not sure how it works. And they don't know what. Blah, 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 they can't figure it out. Okay, good. Congratulations. Okay, now, the orange that's taken over San Francisco and now Oregon is burning too. We didn't say nothing about Oregon burning, but it's burning too. Medford,
right.
Gone. Sorry, couldn't help it. We need a little carbon.
That's where I was with Mrs. McLuhan in Medford County. With Mary.
Mary.
In 2013.
Mm-hmm.
That must
wow.
be.
Okay,
carry on.
But it crept a little bit. But what's happening is this metamorphic process is happening. JW can't be the heavy always. He is, he does, but he can't be the heavy always. So what this does is this is a almost a nickel's worth of sidebar that allows him to not be in it, and yet he still gets the benefit of it, you see. Let me tell you a secret, boss.
Mm-hmm.
J.P. Morgan's going back to work. They're in New York City. New York City ain't going back to work. New York City's going to lay it down. Don't worry about it, Bob, because J.P. Morgan's going back to work middle of the end of this month. You know why? They got tranching to do, Bob.
Right.
They got tranching to do. They got problems to solve. And that's been some of your hiccupy hold-up business. But now listen. Now, we're not trying to destroy your recording. We don't want to do that, but we just need to say that's what's occurring. They're going back to
good.
Work. No, that's
awesome.
Significant. That's significant. Because you got a three phase. Okay, now let's go back. Let's clean up some more stuff while you're cleaning up. We don't know how long this is going to last. We're holding on by a thread. So let's get it out so you can get your work done the way you want to, and then you can play any way you want to. All right, the other issue that kind of banters back and forth is goddamn Trump. It's just about to take over the polls. We can't have that. Impossible. You can't have the Reform Party head of the polls, win the election, and present a reform to change America. He is America. How are you going to come in and change what you already in charge of? So Bob Woodward wrote a book months and months and months ago, and it just got leaked out, the recordings and all the Nickelback spit scratch. Oh my God, Trump was lying to America. I'm playing it down. I'm fucking the lolly. Yeah, I'm a goddamn liar, and I like pussy, and I hope you do too. And if you don't understand, I'm still going to win this election. I don't care what you say. So he's now killed himself. Even your little Kaylee McEnany, she's about to have a little gizgiz. She's about to have her tits cut off again. She done had double mastectomy. She even had the rest of them cut off again. What was left of them, she's going to put back on. It's pretty amazing. She is tore up about it.
Why? What, Trump died, did you say?
Oh, Trump is messed up because he admitted that he lied to the people.
No, he didn't.
About that.
So
he's playing it down.
He said it's playing down. I'm playing it down. That means I know it's bad. It's real bad. It's terrible. It's terrible bad. But I'm going to play it down because that's what I'm going to do because I can't cause a riot. I don't want to cause no trouble.
That was the right thing to do.
Bob. Well, I appreciate it, but yeah, that ain't quite how it works.
Well, so what? You're saying he's going to win, but now he has to quit.
Oh, no, we're saying it's perfect, we're saying it's perfect because now he's back on the underdog again. Thank God. Thank God he's back on the underdog. That's had to straighten that out. Now, the other side, we're going to bring JW back. He's coming back. He is back. Okay? It's back. It's just catching up. The medical field is, they're almost furious, and then they're almost don't know what to do. They did everything.
Right.
There's documents. There's documents. Now, we're speaking to Carolyn, not you. There's documents. There was nothing they could do. And they have those documents. But he still got up and went home.
What's that mean, Carolyn? What's that mean, he got up? What are we talking
they
about?
They said he was dead and he still lived.
I thought I was talking about Trump is dead.
No.
No, Bob. No, okay, Bob. So the Trump issue is Trump's got his ratings. That's that. Now we're back to JW. They say in the documents that JW was dead, but he still got up and walked home, went home.
Right. And they're upset about that.
Why?
Well, because, Bob, it goes against what they know.
So they want to bring in Carolyn's products. It's about time.
Well, they've already been working on that. They already had the zinc in the hospital.
Wow.
They have all of it in the hospital. They have everything. But don't go make a big deal about it, for God's sake.
Okay,
Gonna start another damn riot. you got Bert tore up. Now Bert's taking the OA movements and chasing us down. He's hemmed us all the way up. We had to sue them and do all that kind of stuff because he's amazing. He's that powerful. We sent you another one. We walked up and touched it, Carolyn. You can see it. So Carolyn,
okay,
get her lobbing.
JW body touched it.
JW went and touched the Hulk. Yeah,
there's a nice bigger.
JW's body touched the.
He went and touched it, and it raised its little claw.
and it didn't bother. Didn't mind.
It didn't fly away.
Oh, no,
here's
he's
a bigger
watching.
Picture.
He's watching.
He's watching it out of his side eye. There's a beak, see?
He turns, and he'll look right straight at you, too.
Is he there for some cosmic reason?
Well, he just came because you were all stirred up into it.
He wants to calm me down?
Well, I'm going to see what you got to say.
he represents the hawk world. Let's see if Bob is up for the challenge. Okay, so JW, how long was JW in this dead state, or what they thought was dead?
Okay, we got to tell you about that. Now, he won't have any recollection of it because he was unresponsive. And so he woke up in the hospital. He just woke up in the hospital. He didn't know.
Well, you just said he was unresponsive. So when did he woke up?
Yeah.
First, before he was unresponsive?
Now, that was in Monday he woke up. They got him back. And they did the typical. They've done this enough now. They did the Narcan, hit it with Narcan, and then they pull it back. And they will pull back. Apparently, the amino acid level. Now you'd pull this back from the bilirubin and the albumin for off the chart. But they know this already. See, they've got a good hard chart on him, so they don't look the right way or the normal way. They all of a sudden start isolating, trying to see. So far, yet they have no poison identified. And he drank no tea, and he had nothing weird, and nothing's been introduced. The only thing that's been doing is he's been eating some fruits. That's the only thing that's been going on. That's the only thing he can figure that it was hit. But nothing was foul, nothing tasted off, nothing was out of whack, nothing was out of bounds. Everything.
Okay, industry, bad peaches out there in the whole
continent. He's had peaches. But now his peaches are good peaches, see? So he doesn't muscle test anything because, number one, he doesn't know how. Number two, he wouldn't believe it. He wouldn't believe it anyway.
but he
wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, but you just said he had muscle touches. Who did it?
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
I suggested, but yeah.
Well,
but how did he get, who found him unconscious and took him to the hospital? JW has a bit of blood sugar ups and downs. Was non-physical kind of directing him to really screw up his blood sugar levels, and then he went into a low blood sugar coma, maybe?
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't like that, because they checked that immediately, and it was like balanced. It was like 102, and so they were real thrilled about that. They were real thrilled because he had not even spiked, meaning how it was like not coming down. Because, you know, they can tell if it's coming down or how low. Because in that position, the hypoglycemic position, they can actually do better with that than they can with mellitus, where it runs like crazy high and there's nothing they can do. The brindle, where it's like nothing you can do. You can't control it. They like the low. They like the better low because they can give you the gel, sucrose, and bring you up and control it exactly. You know, that can because they're putting so much back. Putting back is no problem. It's the high, running crazy. They can't control.
Right. I'm just wondering if there, you said something about non-physical kind of had to take, he had to be taken out. I'm just speculating that this could have taken him out, and nothing's going to show because it's a non-physical action.
Maybe.
But
There are nefarious. There are nefarious issues that are afoot, but they're not going to get credit for it. Okay, now listen closely. Bob's ready to call stealth, and he has that right to call stealth. He has that right, but we're not ready for that just yet because you got to get two layers done. You got 56 days, Carolyn. It's going to be months. No. Sorry. It's actually going to be months. It's going to be months, but 56 days is when they start working it out. But then the court battle starts. Then it starts fighting. And then 4,000 lawyers on both sides start fighting. And it's going to go to the courts to decide who won. And then all that's going to happen. We don't care about that. You got to watch the stock market. It's tapering. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down. It's tapering. But there's a few things that have got to happen before stealth can occur. Meaning, you have to hit stasis before you can do stealth. Meaning, you got to get everything stable. If you walked up and down, everything's going to be all right. The windows of heaven are all but open. The relegated positions are lining up. Now, this little example or tiny bit of a thing is another example of how you don't have to be the moniker to be the sepulcher. You don't have to be the moniker to be the sepulcher. You see? This is where it takes JW out of the soup. The good news is that what he did, now listen, Carolyn, all he did was took what they took for granted. He took what they took for granted and made it valuable. They take it for granted. They don't know what they have. They don't know what they have access to. And they want to know what's going to happen to their goddamn bucket full of silver. They want to know what the price of their fucking silver is going to be. It's their only impetus to engage with all of non-physical. For God's sake. Pining for their soul as it withers.
Ionette, Bob.
Appreciate it. You said, hey, we may be going stealth. And they're all shocked. Yeah. They're stunned. Because now they got 9,275 goddamn questions. Now they want to know all about ascension. Now they want to know how they can get a little closer to Dr. Dean and find out about them stupid-ass T's and A's that move heaven and earth on an uncomely
basis from time to time, you see. So it takes the ephemeral and makes it more supernal. This is key.
Mm-hmm.
It's key
mm-hmm.
because it allows the human to realize that there's a power to have access to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep the JWs alive. Don't worry about that, for God's sake, for Pete's sake, if that's the case. Lord, suffering cats. You'd all be stone cold dead when Bob gets in there with him. The Apaches are after him day and night, night and day, and he's still alive somehow. So, yeah, we don't worry about that. That's not the question or the problem, but it is part of the zeitgeist that you have to notice. Okay? You go to the
mm-hmm.
Costco. You got to wear a mask. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if you're sick or well or good or bad or evil or not. You got to wear a mask. Okay? You
mm-hmm.
go to the Costco. The things in the Costco has got to be there for you to buy or you wouldn't go to the Costco. Okay?
Yep.
So they're there. So that lined up thing of things that you engage that are already there that you take advantage of if you got the money to pay for it, and you wear a mask, and you practice socialism distancing. Okay, that's the sort of the rules of the road. Well, that's what's happening
yeah.
now, is you're redefining the new rules of the road. Now, the air in California has become toxic.
Yeah.
That orange that they're enjoying, that orange is the new black. Yeah, they finna see it. Black don't crack, Carol. We finna see. So now, this winds that have blown are going to make
mm-hmm.
paradise for some zip codes and paradox for others.
Mm.
That's what's occurred. Now, we're not trying
yeah.
to make this be a Jonathan Edwards sinners in the hands of an angry God, nailing shit on the Whittenhouse door bullshit. We're not trying to do that. Please know that's not our intention. But it sure will start sounding like Ezekiel 37. If you poke this dog a little further, you're going to get there. You're going to find out what is Hosea. You're going to find out about the parallel with Hosea. You're going to find out how the deal with God, the first time in the scriptures that a deal was made with God, that if Hosea would take Gomer, the harlot, as his
mm.
wife, then God would take Israel back as his bride. Apparently,
mm.
the lineage is in question. And now you're going to find out why Hosea made the correct and right choice. You see, because there's benefits in that covenant. We haven't talked about the covenant a whole lot, but we're going to, as long as breath holds. Breath may hold.
So, so Israel is the center of what's going on now? Is that what you're saying?
No. No, don't confuse it. We would be referring to spiritual Israel. We would be referring to the 12 tribes. We would be referring
mm-hmm.
to the 12 tribes representing the 12 times 12 of 144,000 double helix strands.
Mm-hmm.
But we
mm-hmm.
represent those
mm-hmm.
from the science of chromosomal activity and then the physical of what the zeitgeist lays out into the alchemical, which is where the woo-woo lays out those pharisaical notions. See, that's where
mm-hmm.
that's where Scott goes batshit crazy because he has to run one line or the other. He can't take three modes at the same time. Fucks him up. He can't do it. He just can't. He can't do it. Bob lives in that world. He understands why Croker's messed up and what Thompson was trying to warn, well, get you into, so then he could warn you about, that he could get you into, that he could warn you about, that he can then see what Marshall McLuhan didn't believe in the first place. Ezra Pound will stand as a witness of how this all applies. But we're going to see.
I'll turn it back to you, Bob.
Now, that was good. Now, so, okay, Carolyn, J.W. is going to be okay. It's going to take him one second, but there's going to be two more treatments that they're going to do, and then he's going to be okay. He's starting to eat a little because he has to. He's going to die. He's lost a lot of weight. It's pretty good, and he's still, the dehydration hasn't changed, even though he tries to get stuff down. His basically, his esophagus swelled shut. That's what happened.
I see.
It would not open, and nothing they would give him would work. But they did do. He does have the lidocaine that they did. There's two parts. There's one is the one so he can get it down, to get it down enough to open, because it wouldn't make him sick. Because otherwise, we just gag him, and when he was gagging, it swelled shut and it just stopped. Okay. Then they gave him the spray lidocaine to help take the pain out. And the bleeding, so he was throwing up blood for about a day. And they don't know where the blood was. They still can't show where the blood was coming from. They don't know that yet. They don't know that. They don't know that. So, but anyhow, and he can't, they don't know if he's passing blood because he hadn't been. He hadn't been yet. So they don't they don't know that.
He hasn't had
to the bathroom.
Shit. They would know if the stool was black or red, where, you know, give him a clue.
Tarry black.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't had a bowel movement yet. Wow, what a guy. What he puts up with.
Okay.
Damn.
And so then, so now the good news is, of course, he hadn't had an appetite at all. But now the minerals, he pushed those. Now, just for your edification, your minerals can be chelated straight out. They were shooting him bolus. Minerals,
you mean,
did you hear what?
Yeah,
your minerals, all of them, can be bolus chelated in lactated ringers.
Yeah.
You're
wow.
saying, you're saying, they're not clean enough to
course.
Do this. But they're not clean enough to do that.
Yeah, they are. They preserve themselves.
Yeah.
They don't need an external preservative. They preserve themselves.
Okay. Congratulations. they were a little nervous in they were a little nervous in the service. They were a little nervous in the service about that one. But
went see
along
they could
time.
Have easily they could have easily just run them through a micropore filter. If they have any question about anything.
They didn't know
and
what
they
were dealing with. They thought they were dealing with a cadaver at that stage. They didn't know. That's the reason they didn't care.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
Yeah.
They didn't, you know, after the Narcan and then bouncing back and forth. But anyhow.
Yeah.
Anyway,
now,
you
when
can.
You see Kate chelated, that I didn't understand what you meant there, because you don't have to add any.
They put it.
Lactating
ringers.
They
put it into lactating ringers and run it bolus into the specimen.
Yeah. Well, that's your what you said from day one about cancer treatment. That if we could get the minerals into the lactated ringers, and they've done that. So we're so here is what happened. J.W. had to almost die to prove to them that they could put our minerals in lactated ringers. So they've learned something, Palmer.
Yeah, and it did not dissipate. The issue that they were saying is that if they did that in the ringers, it would dissipate. At the pico size, they're saying it would dissipate, but it didn't. But it did now. And that, and then J.W., all the magnesium that he's eat. Now, he needs some magnesium now. You know well he does it. Never gave him the laxative effect. They've increased it. 2 grams a day.
Wow.
Two grams
gave him
a
diarrhea.
Day.
2,000 milligrams a day. It never touched him diarrhea-wise.
Yeah.
Wow.
He just absorbed it. Or maybe that part was dead. Maybe that part was dead. We don't know. We're not saying all that. We can't. Well, you know what I'm saying. We're not trying to preach or nothing. We're just giving the report, because you're going to want that, because you're going to have to go back and re-put this back together. Because, you know, when you schedule JW's autopsy, you're going to have to see where to look.
Right.
Apparently.
But see, I can't believe they let him out of the hospital, though. But I know he was
fighting. He got up.
He got up.
No, he
yeah.
got up. He had to get up because Tuesday when they were going to keep him the week, he said no
yeah.
things to do because he knew there's no way that he could that we weren't going to do the show. If he
oh,
lived,
God.
He lived. If he didn't, he didn't. He didn't. No, because see, that's the point. It's important, Carolyn. They have to know how important it is. It's important. Now,
yeah,
if they
yeah,
obfuscate
yeah.
it, they don't take advantage of it, they don't appreciate it, they don't
he's
know
talking
it,
about the
they don't get it.
Now, Bob. Yeah.
Again.
Keeping
again.
Bob up, yeah.
We mm-hmm. see them as more important than they are. And
yeah,
that's what you
yeah.
do. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You see the benefit of
mm-hmm.
them more than they're worth. And that
uh-huh.
serves you. All right, so we're taking your words, we're putting
yeah.
it right back down their throat hole. Now, let me tell you something, sister. The time is nigh. Now, they're going to engage it or they're going to fall away. You better get
mm-hmm.
some coffin makers. You better get some coffin makers because it's
yeah,
stirring
yeah.
this hard. When you start pushing this hard, when heaven starts to push this hard against the aboriginal landscape or destiny, something's going to give.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need
mm-hmm.
to know. Something's going to give hard. And it's not going to be not necessarily pretty. What, Bob?
Are you talking about California?
And the rest of it. And the rest of it. See, what's happening is you're starting a train wreck. And train wrecks don't happen fast, but they're invasive. They start, and it's like
mm-hmm.
a train going on, careening off the cliff. And it's going to get more and more and more and more. We keep talking about California burning. Well, now you're up to 3 million acres. No problem.
Wow.
There's lots to burn in a day. Went up 1 million acres. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Are houses
now
burning down? Are billions
yeah,
of dollars
people,
being lost?
Oh,
yeah.
They say it's unprecedented, and they say it's the worst it's ever been. And in 3 days, it starts the burning season. In 3 days begins the wildfire season.
Well, are people just getting the hell out of California? What are people doing?
No, they're burning up. They're now talking about the dead people in California that are being burned up.
Well, does that mean like 1,000 burn up or 400 million? You know, a lot of people
we
burning up.
We don't know. We don't care. Whatever. They're not smart enough to get out. God damn. The world's on fire. It's on three sides. I don't have my notebooks. I don't know which way to go. The fire's on three sides. Should I run west? If you don't know which way to run, if it's on three sides of you and west is the only choice, then maybe we're not the one to help you with the direction to go after that. You see, Bob?
Yeah, I know.
That's Linda.
Space
That's Linda
cadet.
With an R.
I know.
With an R.
Space cadets.
So if you don't know that, then we're not quite sure here. So
her daughter may die. Her daughter's in Medford.
She'll choose one, or we may take them all. She'll choose one, or we may take them all.
You mean she'll choose one to survive?
She'll choose one to die, or they all may die. We laid it out clear. We weren't fucking around. We were clear. And we also gave the caveat that if she would choose one to die, we would give her the ability and capacity in her innate power, which she has subdued, to bring that daughter back. That was our promise.
Does she even know this is an issue?
We don't care.
Well, where is
we
she today?
You better
hiding something?
Are you going to send? The only question we have. Is are you going to send flowers to the wake?
Right.
We don't care. We laid it out. They make these things, Bob. They make these things a thing. They make them a thing, and then they wonder what the thing is. They make them an issue, and then they wonder what the issue is. And they try to blame it on McLuhan. Or they try to pull it back into some Bucky Fuller enema issue. And it's not about that. Just saying. You try to make some conditioned response that answers the ridiculous outpost of a quantitative value that's not being justified, right? Justified or otherwise. And that's okay. We don't care. But it is what it is. So if that's the case, then you can't complain about the condition that your condition is in. If that's true, then you can't worry about what condition your condition's in. But if you are, then you better look around and see what's what.
Right.
What is it Carolyn says? Follow the science.
Follow me.
Follow Carolyn.
What's interesting is how JW found the zinc was so helpful. So is that confirmation that zinc is the next powerhouse for people, for whosoever will?
It'll take over the swine part. JW doesn't have corona. He doesn't have the swine. He doesn't have any of that. But it proves that the body can assimilate so many milliequivalents that it's unbelievable. You can't.
Yeah.
Now listen, you can kill somebody with potassium, Carolyn.
Carolyn. I know.
Hey, Carolyn, you can kill somebody with potassium, but apparently you can't kill them with picozinc. You need to note that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's, people would say you can overdose.
I need to know that because I tend to pull back on zinc just because it can cause some nausea. It made me ill for half an hour. So I get to know this.
When was that? When you
remember I had the vomiting and diarrhea.
She was fasting. She was fasting. Tell him the rest of it. You were fasting.
A couple weeks ago.
When it started, she was fasting, and then she hit it hard, and it got the best of her for a second.
So
she turned
into
a dose of Epicap.
Epicap. So I test things like JW, but JW goes way over the top with his testing.
some crazy ER doctor says, okay, whatever you think. Now, here's the rest of the story. If JW's out of it, he's gone. Who's telling him what to do? Don't nobody know that. But, boy, that chart's a sight to behold. That chart's a sight to behold. Somebody was talking, Carolyn.
No matter where she's dead and doing things.
Okay. So, yeah, Bob, you're muted, but that's good words. Say them.
JW is dead, but they don't understand why his body is still functioning properly.
Correct. The Narcan, if it brought you back, good. It didn't, but he was still then fine. He didn't have the right, the ephedra that kicks in to force you to come back was not effective, but he came anyway.
That right. Now, Carolyn, you said that JW conked out from the fruit or from the zinc, or you didn't conk out? What are you saying?
No. We don't know. He was eating fruit. And then that's when he went out. So whatever you want to call that, poison, whatever you want to call
what
it.
What I'm saying is JW and I have these experiences, but I tend to have slightly more milder ones than JW. It was just a joke.
Well, what did he experience?
Are you talking
about when he took the zinc, he went unconscious?
No, the whole experience was trying to prove zinc.
prove that it doesn't matter how much zinc you take, you're going to be okay. You can't overdose on zinc. There is no overdose on zinc.
Did Carolyn
prove on potassium.
That? When did you?
JW proved that. I proved with my little zinc experience that it can detoxify you. It's strong.
It can become
powerful.
Too much.
And
it can become more than the normal system can normally handle, can overload a system.
But I almost was ready to say to people, oh, don't take too much, don't take too much. So JW had to go in and prove you can take as much as you want, and you may need to, right?
Well, up, up to a half a bottle at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why everybody's shocked when I told them JW took half a bottle. They don't understand how that could be, because most people have can only take a little bit of zinc.
Well,
think, Carol?
Not a little
is that
bit.
What you're saying?
They don't say. No, but they don't say, but Carol's not saying take 4 or 5 spoonfuls every day, not to mention a half a bottle. See, they're not saying, Carolyn's not saying that. But we are saying that you can't overdose on it. That's new. But you got to do that to find out if it's true or not. That's the rub.
So that's what JW was helping us learn something, Carol?
No, JW had to have that to overcome whatever it was that caused his malaise. We're going to say it like that. Now, Bob,
okay,
you know, full as any, stop. You know, full as anybody, we know exactly what happened to JW. We're in control of exactly what happened to JW. And we are on purpose not giving any specific details because of another conversation that soon we're going to have. So we're not telling those obsequious details just yet. We will, but not today.
Yeah, but I have a bunch of questions. Is Carolyn finished?
That's going to be fine. You can do it any way you want to, baby. It's okay. Carolyn turned it over to you, but we brought it back to validate the power of the Pico. Apparently the Pico is the magic word, Carolyn. Apparently, Pico is what that's the part that you've been fighting with when they were saying you can't say Angstrom and you can't say this and this is not that. Who the fuck do you think you are? You don't run nothing. All this that they were so combative about, Carolyn. The issue is about the size. You humans, you think that something, in order for it to be important, has to be huge and large. No. The tiniest, tiniest, much more powerful. Much more powerful. And that's what Carolyn would not give up. Well, as the world's tallest midget, of course you would expect such a response, but, you know, that's what happens. But the fight is on that the small is more powerful. The small, the most minimal is the most mighty. And that's what you're under now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's why homeopathy gets close. It goes small.
Well, yeah, that, and there's lots of alcoholics on them tinctures nowadays. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with it.
Homeopathy, you can never prove scientifically. So that's why I abandoned it.
The problem is. That it's such a small impetus, it's such a small thing, that it can never become a major whole. You see, if chemotherapy was homeopathy, when it worked, you would never know it. If chemotherapy was homeopathy, if it worked, you'd never know it. You'd just get better. Mm. Well, I overcame it. Okay.
Yeah, because they
I got some kind of funny wart. Okay, I'll take vitamin A. And that certain kind of wart will go away. Okay, congratulations. See the rub? You won't know that's what it is. That's the point. So you got to get the worst, nastiest mustard poison. And if you get it on your skin, it'll blister you. If you live through that, then you survive the cancer or the chemotherapy. You go into remission. That's the rub. See, they're on the wrong side of the right fence. They're on the wrong side of the right fence. And that's what Carolyn's going to work on. Oh, Bob, yeah, by the way, that's a new project. That's what Carolyn's going to be working on.
All right. The
wrong side of the right
fence. The definition of homeopathy is retaining memory, even though it goes tiny, tinier. That's the wrong understanding of what's going on.
Croker, stop. Croker. What would Croker say about it? This is the Croker quadrant. You're going to do it.
Yeah, he and Baudrillard
right.
Talk about homeopathy.
Baudrillard laid out the detail of how it applies the systemic affecting Well, they would do symbiote host play. We're not quite so hipped on that because we're trying to say the symbiote host is the little man in God. So that may be the epic pictorial that Baudrillard couldn't work out, okay? But that Croker tried to see but was blind. We're not arguing. We're just saying you're fixing to come to a place where this starts to make a difference. Okay, now we're being esoteric on purpose, but we're trying to lay out some words on purpose. We're trying to set some points on purpose because now it's important. Because just as you said, as you're portraying, you said, is it time to go stealth? Let's go stealth. Let's go stealth. Is it, we don't want to hurt nothing. We want everything good. Let's go get JW. Let's go stealth. No, Bob. You just now got your attention. You just now got your attention. Do you want to go before those aliens right now? We'll go. That's not a problem. But you're going to start a chain of events that you can't undo if you do that today. And that's the point. And you haven't made that decision yet, nor are we going to let you. But it ain't quite this second. Soon, but not quite this second. There's
okay, about
this,
what you're just saying.
There's too many things happening.
Let me get some questions in then. So,
come on. Wait. Carolyn, are you done? Are you happy, darling? Is it a good? Anything else you want to know? Do you want any goddamn
no, she'll
find
out.
I'm good,
she'll
and I'll
break.
Jump in if.
Yeah, she likes being
Thank
recognized
you.
In her window because she hates being displaced because you get a hold of something and it's all about you. And she understands that, but she wants to make sure that it's clear because she doesn't want to miss one little thing from Renaga because Renaga and the smaller state's going to change the world. Don't tell nobody, though.
I wonder what JW number this is. What JW we talking about?
Two.
Number two. Which one got sick? Which one got nailed and sick? What number?
Well, actually, you lost two of the, you lost four and eight. You lost four
wow.
and eight.
Wow.
That's okay.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Where'd you go?
Yeah, JW was shot on December 12th. Did that JW die?
Yeah, he didn't make it. But don't
Not
make
shot.
A big deal about it.
I know. He
well,
was
but
poisoned.
Don't make a big deal. He was shot too, but that's so were
All
you.
Right.
But you made it through.
Okay, so he goes through this trauma in December.
Listen to him with his little death rattle.
I never had no death rattle. Now listen to this. Jesus Christ. Let me get the... Yeah, you do, Carolyn. Let me talk. It's not going to be about you.
Get him some orange juice, Carolyn. Get him some orange juice. He really likes
oh, I like
orange
that.
Juice.
I have never
yeah,
had
orange
years.
Juice.
Yeah. Don't get fed that stuff. It's sad when I have to drink. So there were 12 JWs or more at last count, you know, a year ago.
There's six now.
Okay, but there were 12 a year or so ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when JW... gets shot in December 12th, shot and all that. He dies. When he's in the hospital and they recover him, is that when another JW slips in, overlays the dead JW?
Okay. Now, this is a little catchy because we don't want to make this a thing, but at the main Emory campus where you all were visiting, they would save those JWs typically. And they would use those organs to figure out what they're doing. They have a lot of things to do, and there's not been enough presented to prove what you call ascension. So they take the parts. We joke about the autopsies, but they're very necessary, Bob. Stop. Who's going to split your head open to measure the increase in your hypothalamus? They don't even do that in an autopsy, you see.
Oh, okay. So
So there was a usefulness for JW to get attacked and die.
It still is.
And die.
It still is.
And then the hospital didn't bury them. They kept preserved the – they know he died.
Correct, because somebody got up and went home. So there was nobody died. There is no die. There's a cadaver.
Do they still saw a cadaver after someone left?
With
no,
buried, with, yeah,
they
there was very weird
cadaver
picture.
After someone – wait, let me say my statement for the record. They see a cadaver after JW went home, correct? And they preserved
yep.
it. And
correct.
They puzzled
and they
about it.
No, they knew what to do. They saved it. They look at the tissues. They look at what's going on. They look at the – they. Oh, my Jesus fucking God. They look at the synovial gland and they shut it in the desk and they look at the way that the glands and the glandular system of the body is shifted or different, and this person can't be alive with this much bilirubin and all that kind of stuff. So they look at these things.
But wait a minute, but he is
them.
Not alive. They're looking at a cadaver. It's dead.
Correct.
But they say,
but they noticed that they, those levels were not new. Those levels had been conditioned.
Also, then JW, the living JW, comes back and they test him, and there's all kinds of anomalies in the tests, right? But he's the most important phenomenon in the hospital. That's why they let him in. No one else allowed in the hospital. He gets brought in like the queen. And
he gets away with stuff. He quietly gets away with stuff. Now, we help, but he's not trying to make this be a big thing now, Bob. Now, let me tell you, he's slowing the roll now. JW's slowing the roll. He wants to be the king of the world, but he's not too interested in that anymore. He's trying to slow the roll. He's trying to be like Carolyn, come in the back door quietly. He's not interested in no big fanfare. It don't matter. Hey, if you can go to the Costco and buy anything you want to buy, what else do you need? Is there anything else you need? What do you need? If they don't sell it to Costco, you don't need it. It's all good. Everything's right there. They'll order it for you if they're out of it. It's okay. So he's trying to slow the roll a bit that will allow you the ability to get the 4 or 5 different processes that Ezra Pound told you clear you've got to finish up. And once those are done, then it'll be set, and then you can quietly go stealth, and there won't be any candor.
Right. Okay, back to the question.
Stop preaching. So you're going to stop preaching to the choir, is what we're trying to say.
Yeah. So the in the question period,
okay.
JW.
We digress.
Yeah. No, so JW got shot. I'm creating a chronology. JW got killed, shot, poisoned. Right. Here's the aspect of Paperclip that came, that I've added a question after hearing the aliens took over 911 and the Pentagon. Ian has said a couple times that our only enemy is the Project Paper leftover. Also has implied the Project Paperclip are very interested in us. That's the aliens you're talking about in the Pentagon, right?
Bob, it's Teleco Plains. Teleco Plains.
That's a place. I looked that up a couple weeks ago. Where's that, Carolyn? Teleco Plains. I think that's near the Pentagon, Carolyn.
No, it's in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Tennessee,
so that's
where. Authority.
Right. Is that where the Huntsville guys, Tennessee Valley Authority,
no.
The 30s thing? Get started?
That's where it lands. That's not where it is. That's where it lands. That's the answer to your question. You asked a question. That's the answer to your question. You're talking
that's
about
where
Project
those guys
Paper.
Are. Yeah. Okay. Let me carry on. So we were told that they were pissed off at us. The Project Paper Group, who we thought was the old Nazis left over. But now, no, it's the aliens. And they're not pissed off at us. They're watching us. They're figuring out when this is going to happen, when the contact and all that, right? So when you talk about Project Paper, the thing, Ian says that JW always wants to rush it. And now you're saying JW or one of them just said, no, I'm going to slow it down. Is that what you're meaning?
No. It's not quite like that. It's not quite like that. It's going to take its own position.
It's going to take its own position because you said don't rush it. You made the decision. We're not in a hurry. It's going to do what it does. It's going to be okay. It's no problem. Let it go as normal progression. So you stop things happily to a point to say, okay, this is what we're working with. And that's how it's going. And you're the boss, and that's what we're going to do. So we're good.
Right, and that happened to us a few months ago. Jay was talking about he wants to go faster, faster, and I just, I would have liked to go faster too, but I just did the counter position and said, well, we can be relaxed about it. That's what you're talking about. That
you said don't rush it. You said don't rush it because there's already a set window that we're working with, and there's no reason to change that window. Let's go with that. And that's agreed. And that's fine. It's not a problem because it's actually better. Don't rush the water. Don't rush the crackers. Don't rush the bread. Let it work itself out. It will. No problem. And that's going to be just fine. Now, the sidebar that you're living through is nothing other than giving you a chance or a second to say, oh, okay, peace be still. Bob, what you did in one fell swoop, we don't, Carolyn, how do we make his head be any goddamn bigger?
Oh,
I mean, how do we make his bed any bigger? It's already big as a tow truck, fully loaded, tandem, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. Because Bob, the boss, oh my God, this is going to get ugly, made the decision, then things had to take, mise en place had to apply. So it basically put everything in its place. So he stopped the pressure, stopped the issue, he stopped the problem, and allowed it to take its form. Form over function. Is that McLuhan-esque? Form over function.
Yeah.
Bob, is that McLuhan-esque?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay. So now we're not talking about the Gutenberg Galaxy version. We're talking more about the mechanical bride. The mechanical bride has a response. Now, what's happening, what you're living through right this hot second, is the response. Now, you have ionauts. Some of them are valuable. Some of them are important. Some of them are not. We don't care which is which. The sorting, let the sorting begin. You put the lime in the coconut. You drink it all up. You put the clothes in the wash machine, and they all get washed. If they come clean, they come clean. If they don't, they don't. But you destroy them all in there, and you put the stuff in there, and it comes and it spins, and it works, and it washes, and whir, 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 and it's done. If it works out good, if it don't good, we don't care. It's a process. That's the representation of the mechanical bride. Ezra Pound said more than that, however. Ezra Pound said that begat something or bloomed something. Okay, and we're not talking about Bloomsday. Oh, yeah, we are. But the bloom brings you back to where you start looking to whether or not it is sanitized or what is it you would say, Bob? Sanctified. Have you ever said the word sanctified before? Maybe once. Well, no,
maybe
you
once.
Didn't mean it. Maybe twice. Maybe once. But if it's sanctified, becomes, are you worthy? You never say, are you worthy? But if you are, if you are, I'll know it. That's what your point is. You're saying, I'm never questioning. Bob says, you, blah, blah, Mark, I never question whether you're worthy or not. But if you are, I'll know it.
Did you say Mark is a adjective or mark a person?
Mark your silver dealer.
Oh, yeah, Mark Sweat. Oh, okay, so we're talking about...
I have a quick question.
You type it up and save it. Let me do this.
See,
I want to pursue these points that you overtalk. So the Gutenberg Galaxy doesn't apply to this worthiness. The mechanical bride deals with those issues.
That's exactly correct. Now, that's exactly right. And now, don't get lost, because they said a lot of words about that are trying to distract you. We're talking about pure coach house knowings. Coach house. Pre-Eric.
Okay, so,
pre-Eric.
Yeah, I understand. And pre-Eric is after Marshall. Eric is after Marshall died, transitioned. Eric took over.
That's right.
And influenced.
Well, is that what you call it?
Yeah, well, I told Andrew that wasn't good.
We are not impressed.
Right. Okay, so let's go back to the sequence and what we're talking about. First of all, the finishing, so we understand the aliens. They don't hate us, but it was presented that way if you projected, and that's the element of the project. Yeah, the project paperclip. The project paperclip implies a bad bunch of guys, and they were the ones in the Pentagon, knew about us, and were against us. I'm now changing that. When you say project paperclip, you're talking about the alien contact, the ones that are waiting for the timing, the perfect timing. That's what you mean by project paperclip.
Yeah. Stop. One nuance. When you say what we're talking about, when you say project paperclip, you say teleco planes. If you'll say that.
Could you look that up, Carolyn? T-E-L-L-I-C-O-C, but it's a place. It's a place. Is that where the big dam, the Hoover Dam, was?
That separates the conversation. Watts Dam.
W-A-T-T-S, Watts Dam?
Bald River Dam?
No. Teleco Plains, where is it, Carolyn, in relation to the Hoover Dam in Tennessee? That's all in the Torbert document, Carolyn.
Okay.
And you make a question. How far is Hoover Dam from Teleco Plains?
No. Say Watts Bar. That'll help.
W-A-T-T-S-B-A-R. Is that in Watts, or is that just some name out there?
It's in Ray County.
And that's where? Tennessee?
It is in Tennessee.
Yeah. So you're looking
at the map. Okay, so these words say the park and boat ramp at Butte. The park and boat ramp at Watts Bar Dam Reservation closed due to damage. So that's the Tennessee Valley Authority saying that. Best seven bars in Teleco Plains. images of the Teleco Plains, Tennessee, and Hoover Dam, Watts Bar. Maybe they're the same thing.
They meet near each other as the number of miles between Teleco Plains and Hoover Dam.
There's a nuclear plant there.
Oh, there's a nuclear plant there.
But don't tell nobody.
Yeah, nobody. Okay, Ian, is this where the...
You're muted.
No.
Still muted.
No, we don't need it. He can stay muted. It's all right. He'll echo. We can hear.
It is. Okay. Listen. Come on. It's my section. So you're mentioning Teleco Plains in relation to the aliens. Did they enter there? Do they focus there? Are they in the Pentagon? Why are you talking about the Teleco Plains in relation to the aliens?
Spring City.
Yeah, is that where they hang out?
You'll see.
Okay. So anyway, the aliens.
How are you going to let that stop? How are you going to be the best question asker that's ever been? We tell you where it is in Spring City or near Spring City, and you let it go? God damn.
Because you're not answering. You're not answering.
We
you
did.
Said, no, you said, well, you'll find out. Okay, if you want me to ask, what's in Spring City?
No. That's where the Watts Bar nuclear plant is. It's controlled by the Tennessee Valley Authority. Is a nuclear reactor pair used for electric power generation.
And is that what attracts the aliens? Nuclear shit?
No. That's where they are resting. That's where they are chilling.
Do they look like human forms? Are they employees at the plant?
Sort of.
Okay. So they're not independent.
865. Well, now we're going to see about that. We're going to stick.
It's in Tennessee, 865, near Spring City.
865. Message.
And it's Bobby, me?
Fuck no. You ain't Bobby. Right. You fucked up,
okay,
Stern.
Okay, check all
you fucked up. You fucked up every ridiculous thing in this earth from the Sphinx all the way up to now, you ridiculous dark soul. You think we're not going to give you one more clue of what else you can fuck up before bedtime tonight? You got another thing coming. We're just trying to give you the blow-by-blow so you'll stop asking or start asking the right goddamn questions is what we're trying to get to.
Yeah. So I'm Alfie D. Newman of Mad Magazine. What? Me worry? Right. Fuck up everything.
Right. Basically. Yeah. Basically.
All right.
Now, listen. This is not the Belafonte. No, wait. This is not the Belafonte nuclear plant. It's different.
Good to know. Okay.
No. Stop. That's in Hollywood, Alabama. There's a connection. There's two parts. The Belafonte is where the clues are. Okay? The answer is in Watts Bar nuclear plant, not Watts Bar Dam in Tellico Plains, but just outside that. We're trying to give you these clues so that you can, well, oh, we're sorry. We digress. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Let me respond. So you're telling me everybody wonders where the aliens would land or something. You're telling me where they land. This is exclusive information. Where they
got
based.
They're not land.
Yeah.
Or where they will land. They landed.
Yeah, they land there and they've organized. Did they land it back when the TVA was being built in the 30s, or is this more recently they did?
About 32 years
not,
ago.
2001. They landed through the Pentagon fire.
32 years ago.
Yeah, it's 1985 would be 89.
It's 2020, yeah, so it's coming in the cycle.
No, it's in the late 80s when I took over CKLN, Kellen, as Bob Dobbs. And that's what I claimed, Kellen, March 88. I said the X's have landed 10 years ahead of schedule. Stang said 98, I said 88. March 88, Carol, and that's why I was in charge from that point on. Well, that's incredible.
Yeah.
If I say it, it happened.
That's Hollywood, Alabama, 35752.
Wow. And CC Carol, 88 and 30 is 2018, and it's at 32. Didn't he just say 32 rather than 33 years ago? That's 88.
32.
It's 88.
So is he... Do you want to tell Bob not to?
You don't
want to
tell him anything. We can't.
He's already put it on his Facebook page, Carolyn. How are we going to do that?
Yeah, don't worry about that, Carol. You're worried about the dosage, and we can now have as much sneak as we want. All your little nervous belly, little student president monitoring.
What the hell?
Steve's in charge. Steve James is in charge. Get over it.
Go buy Steve Jameson. Go buy Steve Jameson some crisp. That's what you need to do. Carolyn, why did you take him? Why did you take him on the Sun Ra? Why did you take him to go see Sun Ra on your honeymoon anyway? That's the question.
I know. And you realize, Bob, that you caused his latest JW death because you said to slow things down. So in order to slow JW down, they had to kill him.
I've killed off six. Okay, let's go back to the sequence.
That's right.
But if you think we're going down like May Brussel, you got another phone coming. This ain't Dave Worcester you're fucking with now, just so you know.
Can we play all this? This would be a great show.
Why not? Hell's bells. Let me tell you. They're going to stand quickly and start to represent and know the power that's portrayed before them, or that power is going to consume them. We told them, and we retold them, and we told them again, and we told them one more time, and we're going to tell them one more time. The valley of the dry bones is nigh.
Right. Can they
the
know about chemical plane, though, Ion?
Yeah,
is that okay
might as well.
Oh, that's great, Count. It's the end time.
In two seconds, there's going to be nothing they can do about it. And it's already in the red box, and that's why Trump's causing his own troubles. He's stirring up his own troubles.
He
already
told all that stuff to Woodward to get it out there soon. And
recording, he knew he was losing. He was going to gain too much ground in the polls. He's got the Quinnipiac had him winning the election, for God's sake. He can't go in winning an election. That's ridiculous.
Okay, Ion, but you're saying this, that people like to say every election is the most important election, but this one is biblical, what you're saying. This one has a lot more levels going on.
You're
going to
see.
People really.
It won't matter in a second. It won't matter. And you're seeing it played out. See, that's the thing. That's why you're becoming valued. Okay, for all those years, you were telling them and they weren't listening, and you were telling them and they didn't care, and you were telling them and it was a party of two. Party of two and cash flow and payday and shit, bullshit. We had to make up a whole thing. We had to make a whole thing where you're melting titanium so that you could have non-people listening to your non-physical show to make for countless hours of chit-chat, knick-knack, fatty-whack, get a dog a bone. You had all this condition worked out to where now it's actually too much, too right, too often. Too much, too right, too often. It's pretty amazing.
That's
Carolyn
good.
May live through it. Can we hope Carolyn lives through it?
She could. She may not be able to. Okay, so the other point, homeopathy.
It's a good thing she married. It's a good thing she married an older man. That's all we know.
Don't you worry about me. I'm just trying to save your life, Bob.
That's right. She's just trying to keep you. She's trying to keep you alive one more day. That's exactly right. So that you can thoroughly disappoint her again, like you did yesterday.
On this homeopathy point, McLuhan talks about homeopathic means in Hollywood in the late 50s. Baudrillard picks up on the homeopathy theme, and he becomes a friend of Jacques Benveniste, who was a friend of Walter Fishman, who made the mirror. Croker picks
and
up on the homeopathic. Come on. You get to say a bit. Croker picks up on the homeopathic point from Baudrillard. But the thing is, homeopathy is the wrong definition of what's going on. It doesn't explain the power of the little. You get that, Carol?
That's what we were saying.
All right, good. We got that. Now let's go back to the sequence.
Homeopathy is not little, like Pico is little. Homeopathy is dilute. It's different, right?
But it's the wrong understanding of what's going on with your products, the Pico stuff. It's a misnaming of the
You're belief. The only one that talks about homeopathy with regard to our stuff. I never talked about it. Why are you even bringing it up?
Because I brought it up. We drew
a deference to it.
Many people think
one
that what
the
we're
other.
Doing is homeopathic. The homeopathic say, oh,
no, they
no.
don't.
No, they don't. No,
you don't remember that guy, Carolyn, who disappeared, who left saying, homeopathy is better than your stuff. Okay? Terry up in Ontario.
Jesus, God. Oh, my God. That was when May Brussels was alive, Bob. That was a long time
no,
ago.
It wasn't. Anyways, I'm just clearing up for the people who are listening, Carolyn, who are dragging along.
Don't worry about them, Bob. They're not going to make it at this rate.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're talking about the sequence. So December 12th, J.W. gets poisoned and dies.
Right.
No. Oh, okay, Carol. So so there's six left. Six went. There's one in December 12th, the shooting in March 3rd. Today, yes, Monday, third one went. When did the other three die or be removed?
One was way early on when they burned the field. He burned up in the field in that one.
Oh, yeah, that was April 22nd, 2010, when Sasha was scheduled to have a reading. It was all that confusion.
Exactly right.
Right, I remember that.
That was never chatted. That was never chatted up, but you suspected it because there was just too much, because we were completely dependable without question or without fail. And then all of a sudden, there's like no availability. That doesn't make sense. Good.
Yeah, what, Sasha suspected what? That JW died?
You suspected it. Sasha didn't know shit. She had wires wrapped around her feet. She was trying to figure out where Spencer was doing with all the money. She didn't know anything. You knew
everything.
Yeah,
you're saying I suspected something about her as being stupid?
No, you suspect. No. Yeah, something happened to JW because JW was always available, always prepared, always there, always
right.
ready to go, no matter what. And all of a sudden,
I didn't
like,
know.
Not available.
I wasn't thinking of another JW till May 5th, Carol, when on the show, the second JW, second IM
doesn't matter,
came in.
Doesn't matter. You were taken aback. You were taken aback because it wasn't available. That's what.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And so that's four. When did the other two? When did the other two happen?
We didn't say.
Okay.
We didn't say.
Right. So here we have six. And is this the first time in humanity? That in humanity's experience in eons or big spans is where someone has these different replaceable persons to help a crisis, help through a crisis.
No. Openale's done this several times. That's why you're kind of easy with it. You don't even make too much of a deal about it. Openale's done this a great deal.
Okay, I get that. And it's interesting, Carolyn, the way Ian says, I don't get fazed by these things. The average numbs. Okay, yeah, you've been through it. But it's somehow numbskulls object to these points and really resist them. You know what I mean? They just really resist this for crazy reasons. Okay, so we've worked through. So
well, it's a Cider Somerset conundrum. They prove their nose despite their face.
Right. Now, Carol, this is, you know who Cider Somerset is, Carol?
Yeah.
He's a regular on the chat line who never participates, just comments on everything and knows everything. Everything he gets.
And loves. And loves Bob and loves Ion and loves everything, but can't say a single word.
That's right. He can type. But, okay, so we have this interesting situation where JW eats some fruit. And you're going to tell us another time about what's going on there, not today. So he collapses, and did this JW die? Is that that's one of the people who died today on Monday, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
When does the present JW, he'd be the sixth one, when is he slipped in and shows up? When he revived? The doctors don't know that's another JW that's getting waking up.
He's getting much more svelte, Bob. You'll like that. And it'll make
you
hot,
he could be a different looking person. So
he's a little more svelte. Mm-hmm.
Good. But is he which one is he in the we went through the 10 places.
You'll find out.
Yeah, but I'll have to look up my list.
Yeah,
where number two is.
We did say number two.
Yeah. Okay. So the slipping in. Okay. When JW? When was he dead? Did he die back at home before he got to the hospital?
No, it was at the hospital.
Okay. Then they try to work on him, and he recovers, and they don't see.
What they did didn't work, and then they said okay, and then they called it, and then all of a sudden he was okay. But then that's when the split happens, and they take one to the morgue, and then we come home.
Okay, so they, in this moment when the new JW replaces the cadaver, have they looked away and they don't see the entrance of the
We
reprise?
Have our doctors at Emory. Our doctors at Emory make room in the tunnel for discrepancy. And that's all you
Oh, okay.
Need to
know. So not there are some knowing doctors in there. Okay, so these guys tending, they're the ones that
There's
Jeremy
no
goes
way.
In and visits.
There's no way. There's no way you can get away with what Emory gets away with without there being some alien, without there being some alien interaction. You can't get what they're getting with.
All right,
get away with what they're getting with.
Right, but a couple of questions. So these guys are in there, or women. And they know all about what we're doing and what we're going to do because they're aliens. They're part of the insiders.
Well, they don't. Now, maybe, but not necessarily. They follow patterns. Okay, here we go. This is the word you've heard and heard and heard. They follow patterns, singers, and standards. You know
right.
what that means?
And they don't understand
okay.
everything. So that's why they don't like me. No, singers, Carol.
Yes.
It's an old musical thing.
Singers and
standards. It's Muzak.
And they
you know.
Hate Bob. And they hate Bob. They hate Bob.
Because
Bob,
they know Bob.
Bob never knows. Bob never knows. He's never sure. He's in charge. He controls everything, and he knows nothing. And he can't explain anything. He doesn't know how he got there. He doesn't know what it comes to. He doesn't know what it is. And I could never be a member of the club that would allow me to be a member. So I don't know what you're talking about. What are we talking about? I don't know what we're talking about. What are we talking about? I don't know what we're talking about. I don't know, but if I knew what we were talking about, we'd be talking about this. But I certainly don't know what we're talking about. So if we're not going to know what I'm going to talk about, then...
I've learned about the switching of bodies, Carol, and the aliens, they know... they're trying to, the aliens are trying to figure out, this is why I think they hate Bob. They think Bob knows. And they're trying to figure out this ion. They're trying to figure out the ion phenomenon. So they're generally studying JW's body to find out what Carolyn's working with. Correct?
Well, that's extreme. But it's not that challenging. It's very simple. They figured it out, Bob. They're just waiting on you to figure it out. They figured it out. They're waiting on you to figure it out. Because it's not a problem. It's not a problem. You want to go to Mars? Okay. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Space Force with the space cadets.
Okay, so,
going to go
so
to the
wait a minute.
Stop!
So they... Space Force.
The Space Force is going to go to the dark side of the moon, and then they're going to ricochet to Mars, which is what
nice.
The point is. And they're not really going to Mars. They're going somewhere else. But
and where's the barrier they got to jump over? Is the barrier before Mars or after the Mars?
No Mars. There won't be any Mars. Mars is ridiculous.
Okay, they're going
Mars
to Mars. But
Mars is like a wahoo. Who would go there?
Right, but are they heading towards the barrier that we've talked about that they got to get over? Right? The barrier.
The sun, yeah.
Well, they go through the sun, and then I think there's a barrier past the sun.
Well, if they make it through the sun, there won't be much between them and Andromeda.
Okay, so the barrier might be before the sun. Okay, so what we learn is that because the aliens are waiting for Bob to get it, things happen, and JW collapsed. So they know to put one cadaver away and let the other one...
Okay.
How many
okay.
of them are in the hospital?
11.
That are it?
11.
11. Ah, so is that the metaphor for Bob has 11 listeners?
Yes. Actually, it is.
Yeah, because they're the most important listeners because they're waiting for Bob to get it, and then we move forward once Bob gets it.
How? However strident.
Yes. Well, that makes sense, Carol, right?
Yeah.
Are they all working? That's not including the aliens. In teleplanes or the Pentagon, wherever they are.
Teleplanes.
Are they the same culture, the aliens at Mount Emery?
No. That's not fair. That's not fair. That's like saying that someone from Mexico is an alien and someone from El Segundo is an alien and someone from Nicaragua is an alien. That's not fair. If they're not from here, they're alien. So, but there are dynamics that are tiered and layered. Many, we better be careful.
No, don't be careful. Many,
many, many sects of aliens are waiting on you, J.R. Bob Dobbs Jr., suck my dick in the watermelon hay, Bobs, Dobbs, Neverett, whatever your name is tomorrow, to figure it out. So at many tiers and levels, they're waiting on you to arrive. So this whole thing has been about nothing. Sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead. This whole thing.
Oh, wow, we're on this. This whole thing is waiting on you to figure it out. Figure it out, it'll be done.
They used to say Einstein was pretty dumb, Carolyn, and he figured something out. But the point is, I'm the modern scientist genius figuring out the issues, just like Leonardo da Vinci figured out his issues of his day, right? This is what one should be
thinking
about.
And you're using mediaecology to prove scientific retort. You're using mediaecology to prove retort.
Yes. And, okay, so Carolyn,
you know what that means? You know what that means?
It means that I'm replying to the dummies.
Well, you're proving to the dummies that you're a dummy. Yeah.
I'm one of them, and they can accept that.
I'm one of you guys. Can't you believe it? I'm as stupid as you are, and I can prove it. Unlike you, I can prove I'm stupid as you are. That's what your problem is. You can't prove how stupid you are. I can prove how stupid I am. That's what.
And if I
know.
If I get it, everybody gets it.
Yeah, everybody gets it. That's right.
I'm the great Democrat. Okay. Of the last Democrat.
Oh, yes. He's the great pretender.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Well, that costs another 0.327 cents. I hope you're happy about that.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a good explanation of March 1988. Now, there's a couple of blatant subgeniuses joining the Facebook page, and they're pretending interest.
They're feigning interest.
Yes. Are they CIA, so to speak? Are they on levels way beyond Stang? Or they're just purely Stang
alphabet
people?
Not a Stang, alphabet people. Do you hear? The devil's whooping his wife. Do you hear the rain falling so prolifically?
That's Scott whipping the women in the basement.
Yeah, well, no, he's not whipping them. He's eating them. He's eating them. He's not whipping them. He's doing Barbara jerky. He's doing Barbara jerky. But the sun is shining bright, and it's raining like you've never seen before, ever, ever, ever. So that's an example of the devil whooping his wife.
That's what Scott's experiencing right now, a sunny sky with rain coming down.
Well, that's what we're experiencing right now, to tell you what's going on. So if you say something clever, we can make the lightning crack and the thunder roll, which you recorded the last time.
Yes, we did.
It is still dog days, so we can still do something. We ain't got much.
Carol.
We ain't as good as we once was, Bob, but we're as good once as we ever was.
These are old cliches. Come on, we know those lines.
Cliches work. Hey. It's right. Hey, it'll rock your goddamn world. That's all you need to know.
Okay, so Ian, what's fun is that we were going to ask the sequence of, you know, who poisoned JW and the details. Now we got this whole thing of the history of the 20th century. and the aliens as it comes unfolded. So that's exciting. New visits. Does this go beyond our questioning? So JW, we're waiting for him to get better. What are we doing with, a stealth question. We don't go in stealth until the money hooks up. Right? Some Tron.
Well, it's all but hooked up. We're just waiting on to work out the details. What's happening is there's like this window or, do you know who the Knights Templars are, Bob?
Yes, and they go way back to Egypt. And
Okay. Now, the way the Knights Templar worked, Templar worked is they had a path on the road that was very dangerous. Now, they are what was dangerous on the road.
Yeah, right.
And so how they became famous or maybe infamous was that you laid your money down at this side of the journey, and at the end of the journey, you could pick your money up. But your money didn't go with you, so you couldn't get robbed, and you paid a fee for that money to be on the other side.
Yes.
Right?
I remember that.
And so you paid that as safety. That was the safe. That's what you paid. That was your
what did the Catholic Church sell?
Tithe.
The cost of printing press.
Oh, indulgence?
No.
It was indulgence?
Indulgence, yes. That was the indulgence that the Catholic Church would save your sins posthumously.
If you died in sin, they could sell you an indulgence so that you could fuck any whore you wanted to as you wanted to. That's a sidebar. So that representation is what's taking place here. From an indulgence, they have to provide an indulgence that allow your journey to arrive with the monies that you deposited. And they're working out the details. And it doesn't have to be all. It just has to be some. Because it'll be you just don't need it all at once. You need some.
I get that. Any questions about the procedure, what's happened this week, Karen? That's pretty interesting, eh?
Yeah, I think...
I have something to say, Karen, before you start. Will this be in the recording for the red box that Trump will hear all these details that we're talking about right now?
He already has. He's already gotten notes. There's been an extra drop.
About other issues that, because JW missed the appointments, that had to be explained to Trump, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He still ain't had it done. We're going to come do it ourselves.
That needs to be a requirement.
Sahara.
But let me
we're going to clean that Sahara Desert up. We're going to clean all that up. It's got to get going. It's got to get right.
This is where I leap ahead again and leave you in shock and in the dust. But here's the new breakthrough.
Breakthrough. Break. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
The guy, Carolyn. The guy that when he knocks on the door and I open it, he says, "Get down," who's just living down the street, won't say his name. He's a fucking alien. That's how he knows when things start to happen.
Okay.
And the surveillance
but the regular
couple years ago down the street. All surveillance is part of the alien team, correct, Ion?
Yeah, it's just as sure as Joe Biden is reading from a teleprompter, Bob. It's as sure as Joe Biden is reading from a teleprompter.
Yeah, but you see, Kel, you wouldn't have figured that out. I just figured that out. Okay, so... Well, that's the problem. That's why I'm in charge. You're lazy. I am not lazy.
Yeah,
and
but
so,
she knows, unlike you, she knows who Joe... She knows who Mr. Bongino is. You don't even know that.
I don't need to go to him. No, so the point is, yes, I'm ready to meet the aliens. I figured out who's
If he gets on your nerves, we have a beautiful alabaster box we can put Bob in. We can hold him there for eternity. It'll be beautiful, like the Amari vase that Steve Jobs is in. If he gets on your nerves, you let us know, honey. We can hold him there for perpetuity. It'll be great.
Well, it's okay. My other ear is going deaf again, so And I get
that's
my
good.
Protection.
No, that's good. No, that's good because it becomes a balance. Because what's happening, that is simultaneous. That's good. Because what's happening, the things that are being said don't need to be heard. That's the point. That is exactly the point. But it is. But you should try magnesium. We hear good things about magnesium. It's good. You should try it.
Okay, let me add this point here. Another brilliant insight.
You're supposed
you know,
to
we've
laugh.
Been kidding.
We made a magnesium joke about the ear.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Carolyn, we've been kidnapped, Ian said, 4 times. Every time we were killed.
So far.
How many Bobs have been killed since we got involved with Ion?
Bobs are Opinels.
That's not fair. I don't know the difference. There's not much difference, but
well, fuck yeah. Well,
okay.
One is
how many
three
Opinels?
And the other is
11.
One is 3, and the other is 1144.
All right, so 1144 Opinels have died because he's been around a long time. And what was the other number? 4?
3.
What was the other? 3. 3 Bobs have died. How many Carolyns have died on...
I don't want to know.
Oh, geez.
She don't
want to
know. No. We could tell her, but we don't know. But just so she'll remember, one of them, she was in her room, and she said something on fire in the tree. And she froze to death in her room. That was one. And then the rest
of the whole thing of the frozen floor.
Yeah, because she didn't want to remember. And so you leave it alone. It's not Evelyn's fault. I don't care what y'all say.